Hello, and welcome to Cromford's Assortment on Thursday, the 9th of July, 2020. On this day, the 9th of July, 1762, Empress Catherine II of Russia organized a coup d'etat against her husband, Emperor Peter III, and installed herself as the sole ruler of Russia. Catherine the Great is how history remembers her. Poor old hubby was a German by birth and wasn't exactly fluent in Russian. He'd only been emperor for 6 months, and within days of his forced abdication, he kicked the bucket. Possibly from a stroke, no one knows for sure. Pete, mate, you should have made out a prenup. On this day in 1793, Upper Canada, later to be known as Ontario, passed the Act Against Slavery, banning the importing of slaves and guaranteeing the freedom of any slave children born after the Act, when, or if, they reached 25 years of age. On this day in 1877, the first Wimbledon Lawn Tennis Championships began. And it's quite possible that Dan Maskell, still 31 years away from being born, provided a disembodied commentary via several clairvoyants in Southwest 90. Citation may be needed there. On this day in 1911, Simon Fraser, aka the 15th Lord Lovett, was born. In the D-Day Landings film The Longest Day, he's played by Peter Lawford, urging his piper to blow various scarily droney tunes while his 1st Special Service Brigade fight their way off Sword Beach and make for Pegasus Bridge. How endearingly nuts the bloke must have been. Also on this day in 1911, Mervyn Peake, the author, poet and illustrator, was born. If you've got several decades to spare, and a dictionary at your elbow, I recommend his Gormenghast trilogy, or at least the first two novels. They read like the sort of dreams you have when the flu takes hold of you. On this day in 1955, the so-called Russell-Einstein Manifesto, penned by Bertrand and Albert of those ilks, highlighted the great danger of global nuclear war and called for peace conferences to be set up in the furtherance of reducing the risk. 2 years later, these conferences kicked off at a place in Nova Scotia called Pugwash. I'm not making this up. They're called Pugwash conferences. What next? A symposium on COVID-19 to be held at Poo Corner? On this day in 1956, Tom Hanks, that phenomenon of American films and TV, was born. I ask you now, is it possible, is it remotely feasible, to dislike Tom Hanks? The films might not always be brilliant, but he is. About the only thing I can't forgive him for is not looking like Jim Lovell in Apollo 13. Come to think of it though, Gary Sinise looks nothing like Ken Mattingly either. But that's okay, because Ed Harris makes up for them both by being the spit of Gene Kranz. Also, the 9th of July is Nunavut Day in the Canadian territory of that name. It commemorates the Nunavut Act in 1993, which led to the creation of the territory 6 years later. Its capital is Iqaluit, which means place of fish in Inuktitut. There, that's something for your next pub quiz. Now, here's a little oddity from the Cromford Archives. It's a song I wrote 18 years ago when some of you whippersnappers were still in your pampers. It's never been performed in public, I've never thought of it as serious album material, and yet it's not a bad little tune by anybody's standards. Before pop music died, yes it did, this song might have been a good B-side or maybe a freebie on a CD stuck to the front of a music magazine. You're about to hear a very basic demo recorded in 2012. There's a bit of guitar decoration that I overdubbed last Monday, but everything else was laid down 8 years ago. This is called forever's only seven letters long.
For girls who caught my eye, I made a trinket of my heart. I chased them till they caught me, I thought this pretty smart. I promised them forever and they never cottoned on. Forever's only seven letters long, and then I'd be gone. It only seems a year since the day I finished school, and you just have to look at me to see my memory's cruel. But everybody's felt this way since the world was young. Forever is a word for idle tongues and quickly sung. Doesn't always follow that a lonely soul feels his time hanging heavy, and I was only looking for another soul who'd understand. This is a man who'll never put a value on forever. First touched, it was like I'd never known that days could pass so slowly when I was left alone. You say we'll last forever, and I'm scared you won't be wrong. Forever's only seven letters long, then you'll be gone forever.
Make It Easy On Yourself is, of course, a towering piece of pop music, probably Bacharach and David's first really big song. In Britain, we were introduced to it by the Walker Brothers version in 1965, but the Americans had known it 3 years earlier, in its original recording by Jerry Butler. If I tell you that the two versions have a strikingly similar arrangement, and I do mean strikingly, you might nod absent-mindedly. But if I show you how similar they are, well, here are the two versions, Jerry Butler and the Walker Brothers side by side, Jerry on the left, Walker's on the right. I've tweaked the tempo of the Walker's version ever so slightly, but that's all I've done. Just listen to this.
So very, very hard to do. If you've been in love and there's nothing I can do, don't try to spare my feelings, just tell me that we're through. And make it easy on yourself. Make it can't compare to his grace. No words of consolation will make me miss you less, my darling.
We will revisit Make It Easy on Yourself at the end of the programme. Now, 19 years ago I made my first album and then lost it. It was a folk music project in which I adapted a load of songs that I'd picked up from listening to Martin Carthy, Fairport Convention and Steel I Span. I called it Focal Yokel, F-O-C-A-L. Y-O-K-E-L. It was recorded very badly, usually running a mic or an instrument directly into the sound card of a PC running Windows Millennium. And by the end, I was so fed up of the thing that I junked the multitracks, hence losing the album. Which is a bit of a shame, because the finished songs, the finished masters, if you like, have worn better than I expected. Here's the lead-off track. It's an adaptation of Ye Mariners All, that I called Maunderers All. The stereo balance isn't ideal, but heck, even George Martin didn't get it right every time.
Nose in a jar of this. Hey, ticklers all, as you pass by, come in and drink when you are dry. Come spend, my lads, your money, please, and pop your nose in a jar of this.
Thank you.
One of the songs on Focal Yokel was my arrangement of the possibly 17th century tune, The Queen of Hearts. To the Queen of Hearts, he's the ace of sorrows. He's here today, and he's gone tomorrow. Young men are plenty, but sweethearts few. If my love leave me, what shall I do? But this now is the same tune with a new set of words that I cobbled up in 2003. It's called Othello, as in the game of Reversi. My life has run like a game of Othello. My gains turned round by the other fellow. Some call him fate, others name him in prayer. Don't know who he is, but he never plays fair. He knows the size and the shape of the board, where to lay his counters, how many scored. I play unsighted, it's hard to keep track. Comes his turn to play, all my white stones turn black. There's not a corner where I can regroup. He secured the last in another fell swoop. One by one, every edge is blacked out. Still I have to play, still I blunder about. And my life has run like a game of Othello. My gains turned round by the other fellow. Some call him fate, others name him in prayer. Don't know who he is, but he never plays fair. Back to the Focal Yokel songs. Here's an a cappella arrangement of The Barley and the Rye, featuring six of my voices singing three different sets of lyrics.
It's of an old country farmer that lived in the West Country, and he had the prettiest little wife that ever you did see. And a young man came a-courting her when the old man wasn't nigh. And oft-times they would take a tumble amongst the barley and the rye.
Close in the barley and rye.
Now the old man woke in the morning and he found himself all alone. Well, he looked out of the window and he spied his wife in the corn. And the young man lay beside her, and it gave the old man to cry. He said, "Wife, wife, I wonder at you for spoiling of my rye.
Why spoil the barley?
husband, she said, "Oh, husband, is the like I've never done before. But if you have got one friend, I've another friend in store. He's a good friend who'll not deceive you if you will him employ. He's got money enough for to pay you for our barley and our rye. Barley and our rye."
Remember The Weight? That easy rolling Robbie Robertson song about a bloke being passed from oddball to weirdo on behalf of Miss Fanny.
And you put the load right on me. Right on me.
I put together a song on the same lines for the Focal Yokel album. Here it's a bloke getting trapped in a series of folk song cliches. It's called The Yoke of Folk.
Walking the open road on a muggy day in June, not a penny to call my own. When I picked up a burst balloon, came on a love-struck pair, gone as far as they would dare. In exchange for my old rubber, I had a pin from that girl's hair. 'Cause I'm a peaceful, unassuming bloke. I don't deserve, in this deterministic joke, to wear the yoke of folk. Further along the road, with a hairpin up my sleeve, when I came on a press gang soldier, gone absent without leave. He couldn't run so well, nor unlock his shackled arm. I obliged him with my hairpin, and he gave his uniform. But I'm a peaceful, unassuming bloke. I don't deserve, in this deterministic joke, to wear the yoke of folk. But further along the road, in that stiffened suit of serge, I encountered a milkmaid fair, inconsolable on the verge, needing an apt disguise to join her lover in the wars. She relieved me of my tunic, and she said, "This milk pail's yours." Deterministic joke beneath the yoke of folk. Strutting into the town with my priceless drinking cup, ran afoul of a crooked balloon seller saying, "Stig 'em up." As he purloined my prize, he gave me something from his wares, which I promptly burst and set off on the road to my first verse. Walking the open road. On a muggy day in June.
One last item from Focal Yokel. It's my treatment of Nottaman Town. It's always been my favourite survival from this Focal Yokel project, and I don't think my electric guitar soloing ever got any better than this.
Mm-hmm.
bottom of town. Not a soul would look up, not a soul would look up, not a soul would look down, not a soul would look up, not a soul would look down, to show me the way to fair Nottingham town. I rode a grey horse, a mule roan, a mare, grey mane and grey tail, bay strap down her back. Grey mane and grey tail, bay strap down her back, and not a hair on her butt was coal black. She stood so still, threw me to the dirt. She tore my hide, and she bruised my shirt. From saddle to stirrup, I mounted again, and on my ten toes I rode over the plain. Not a soul did look gay. They talked all the while, not a word they did say. I bought me a quad to drive gladness away and stifle the dust, for it rained the whole day. To stifle the dust, for it rained the whole day.
Okay, as promised or threatened earlier in the programme, here's Make It Easy on Yourself again. This time it's yours truly, doing a real number on it for my Retouch the Sun project. Guitars, percussion, a cello section, and about six more Cromford voices. This is definitely what you'd call an experiment.
If you really love him, and there's nothing I can do, don't try to spare my feelings, just tell me that we're through. And make it easy on yourself. Consolation will make me miss you less, my darling. If this is goodbye, I just know I'm gonna cry.
start crying too. And make it easy on yourself. Make it easy on yourself. 'Cause breaking up is so very hard to do. So hard to do. So make it easy on yourself. Make it easy on yourself. 'Cause breaking up is so
this week's programme. If you enjoyed it, keep your feelers out for next week's edition on Thursday the 16th of July. In the meantime, keep a careful watch on yourself. Beware of the random numpties, because there's an awful lot of accidents milling around waiting to happen out there. And stay sane. I made this program to try and keep you entertained, and I'll be sending them out for as long as your ears are flapping. Bye for now. Cromford's Assortment was conceived, assembled and presented by me, Paul Cromford. I don't own Robbie Robertson's The Weight or Bacharach and David's Make It Easy on Yourself. I just borrowed them to entertain you. All other music in the programme was created by me. This was a Paul Cromford production for your darkest and quietest moments.